Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another daily dose of Medicine Walk, the Displaced Empath. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So, I went back to my house again because they're now delivering mail there. So I figured it was a good idea to go up, and from where I am, it's about an hour away. But it was so nice driving up the mountain and seeing my place, and my dog Sam went with me. And he was so funny because he went to his favorite sitting spot, and when, you know, I had gotten the mail and just kind of walked around a little bit and we were gonna go, and I told him, it's like, okay, Sam, come on. And he was, you know, like, no, we're home. You know, this is home. Why are we leaving? And I have to admit, there was a part of me that said, oh, why am I leaving? But there's no power, and the water is not drinkable. You cannot boil it, and it's best if it not touch your skin until they clear it. So there is a little bit to be done, and there's some cleaning up that's going to need to be done, too. So last time we were talking about the idea of survivor's guilt, and that there are, you know, emotional things. There are a lot of emotional pieces that go with being involved in a very traumatic experience. And it may be hard for some people to kind of get their heads wrapped around. And if you've ever been in a traumatic experience, you'll understand how, you know, just because it ended doesn't mean it ends. And it's interesting because sometimes it's like, oh, well, you know, you must be glad that's over. You know, there are parts in here and in here where it's not over. And I understand that I need to work through those pieces, because when we deal with something, you know, it's the event ends, but then there is that part of the story that goes with it, that gets created around it, that becomes attached to it. And it's actually the story that has a much longer span than the actual event. So, especially for empaths, because we connect to energies, and a traumatic event has its own energy. Going back to, you know, see my cabin, you know, there are areas that I go past that are burned. And I see the, you know, the impact of that on the earth. And I feel that. Empaths, we feel the elements. We feel, like, you know, if we're in a forest, we feel that. The trees and the animals in it and the soil and the water. And it was kind of saddening to me that the river right behind my cabin, which usually has this wonderful flow to it, it stopped. And my guess is probably further downstream, trees have fallen and things have fallen that have blocked the river. And I found I found it sad, but I also found it kind of appropriate, because that's kind of how I'm feeling. I feel like my normal flow has been blocked. And, well, I guess the first part of being able to deal with something is to acknowledge that that is the feeling that is going with it. That is the experience that is with it. And I am really working on trying to put that together as to what do I need to do within myself to help that river, to let the river flow, to let my river flow. And I really hadn't put the pieces together until I went there and I saw, because the river, like everything else, has an energetic to it, which means that as empaths, we can resonate with it. And the stillness of the river, the almost that stagnated feeling that I got from that. And it is, you know, it as I said, it very much reflects how, kind of how I'm feeling inside, and how maybe many empaths right now are feeling inside. Because there's so much that comes in, there's so much that is, you know, that is happening, and we get overloaded, and it's kind of like going into shock, where it's just, it everything stops and it feels blocked up. Now, I often say that, you know, when empathy is, when there's a lot going on, then you turn off the empathy, but that's because we chose to. This is something different. This is, you know, a system shock that ends up having us feel like nothing is moving, like our river is clogged up, like there's something damming up the energy so it can't flow through. And the nature of energy is to flow. Empaths, we are conduits of that energy. We feel that energy flowing through. We connect to it from, you know, our feet on the ground to our thoughts and our spirits moving up to the tops of the trees. And to feel that kind of come to a sluggish stop, you know, it's hard. It really is. And it's a piece of going through a traumatizing event. It is that sense of being overwhelmed. It's that sense of, you know, of feeling the overwhelmed state of other people, because yeah, we're going to feel the stress of the people around us. We're going to feel the stress that's in the energetic field. And it is hard when, you know, I have joy for being able to go back to my cabin. And at the same time, I recognize, one, not everybody has that blessing. And there's a lot of people who are coming home to no home. And, you know, and that just breaks my heart. And it also has a feeling of being different. Yes, it is my home, but it feels different. And when you're dealing with trauma, trauma changes things. And often it just, there's a piece that will never be quite what it was. It will never be the innocence of, you know, my mountain home that was always safe. Well, now there's a part of me that says, okay, I understand now that it is not always safe. But then again, nothing is. The world is not always safe. You know, we step out into it every day, and by whatever grace you ascribe to, we get home in the evening. But not everybody does. So that idea of vulnerability really comes in very strongly. And when you've got a lot of people that feel very vulnerable, yes, the empaths are going to feel it very intensely. Now, we are in a unique position that we can be able to help people a lot more. Empaths are wonderful at giving comfort and being able to let somebody feel understood. And being really great listeners. We are awesome listeners. And in order to be able to do that, as I've said before, we have to be able to make sure we're okay. So this is about empaths being able to acknowledge the trauma that they've been through, to actually call it that, because, you know, there's an instinct to downgrade. There's an instinct to go, it's like, well, you know, it was a thing and now it's over and, you know, but we're going to move on and, you know, but we don't need to do that and we shouldn't do that. This was a big thing, and people all over the country experience this in different ways, whether it's fires, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's tornadoes, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's, you know, tsunamis, whatever it is that we experience that is that very, very difficult place to be able to find our balance point. And balance is something that we have to work with at this point. We have to work to restore our balance. And until we do, we've got to acknowledge and give ourselves permission to understand that it may take a little bit of time. It may take, you know, it may take talking to somebody. It may take, you know, kind of redoing our home. I intend to have a ceremony for myself and for my cabin when I get home, and to reestablish my connection to it, to, you know, to recreate that, you know, at least a part of that bond, because the land is in shock and so am I. And so is anybody who's been through this. So if you have been through something, if you have had to deal with something intense happening, don't be so quick to want to put it behind you, because we need to do that. You can do that, but you can do that in a good way. You can honor what you feel and honor your experience and learn from the experience and really take it, you know, take it on board and take it inside of yourself, because that is what, you know, that is the good part that can come from these types of experiences, is that we grow and we step up more into our own power, and we can become more empowered just by virtue of the fact that we say, okay, this has happened and I will survive and I will be okay and I will move forward and I will be helpful. So these are opportunities for us to not only step up, but to be able to grow in our wisdom and to learn how to, when balance has been thrown off, how do we get our balance back? You know, we go back to our practices. We go back to, you know, people who do yoga, you know, need to get back into their yoga. People who do meditations need to get back into their meditations. And it is hard. It's hard when you've, you know, been uprooted and you feel this sense of disruption. You know, it can be very difficult to get back into that Zen place that you're so used to being able to go into and relax with it, breathe with it. And if there's a thought keeping you from, you know, usually it's like, okay, try, you know, if a thought comes in, let it go out. Not in this case, at least not in my experience. If you're going to try to meditate, or if you're going to go into meditation and thoughts about the trauma come in, don't simply let them pass. Let them sit with you. You need to sit with that feeling. You need to bring it in and say, okay, let's work this out, and to restore that balance in yourself. We're not going to do it if we try to avoid it. Yeah, anytime you experience trauma, and I mean, and it doesn't matter what type of trauma. Trauma is trauma for you. If it was traumatic for you, if you felt traumatized, it was trauma. You know, nobody else's definition needs to apply. This is yours. This is your process. So if you felt traumatized by something, don't try to get away from it. I mean, because it the saying, that which we resist will persist. Sit down with it within yourself. Or sit down with someone that you can talk to about it and really kind of debrief and break it down in your own mind and in your own thoughts as to what it is that you were meant to learn from this. What did that experience leave you with? And what were the feelings that you had? So explore those feelings, explore that experience, because if you can fully explore it, then you can be able to release it. If you can get a grip on something, it's hard to let go of something if you haven't got a grip on it first. Take it on, understand it, explore it, look at it, get help with it if you need to, and then when you're done with it, then you can release it and let it go. And that way, if you've already gone through it and already picked it apart, then it's a lot easier to be able to release it, because there's no little hidden thing that's still nagging at the back of the mind, the little dark secret corners of insecurity that we might have. So take care of yourselves. If you have been touched by this, please reach out for help. And it is there. There's lots of sources for help. You know, you can Google. And if you can't find a way to help or find support, contact me and I'll help you find it. You can follow me on Twitter. You can connect with me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. And my email address is in the description. If you have a situation and you are having a problem finding help, get a hold of me and I will do my best to help you get the help you need. Sometimes, you know, having somebody else, sometimes having a team works real well. And if you, you know, are in a position where you can help others, please, you know, help out as much as you can. These are times when even the smallest gesture can be able to help someone and help someone kind of restore their balance. And as we help others restore their balance, we restore our own. And if you know people who are empathic, then please check in on them. Make sure that, you know, you are able to connect with them, because, you know, they may be going through a lot and may not be able to process it as easily just because of being so connected. You know, when you're connected to the land, when you're connected to the water and to the elements, and something like this happens, it really does throw things off. And while fire is a natural part of the elements, when things become unbalanced and one element overrides others, and, you know, the land has been affected this significantly, yes, you can feel it. If you're wondering why, as an empath, you're feeling really, you know, kind of disrupted and feeling an inability to ground, it's because you are connecting to Earth, and the Earth surface of the Earth has been damaged. And it will go through rebirth. It is natural. But you're feeling that. You're sensing that. You know, with all the stuff with the hurricanes and everything, you are connected to it. So be very patient with yourself. And if you do find yourself feeling very disrupted, guess what? You're probably an empath, and maybe you didn't know. So if you need help with that, this is the place for it. You know, I've got lots of videos where I've been talking about empathy, and I've been doing it all year. Empathy has been the topic for 2020, which, you know, I find it very interesting. When I started the year, I had no idea that I would be talking so much about specific things going on affecting empaths in this way. But, you know, this is how it goes. And I also didn't realize I would have as many personal experiences to share. But everything happens for a reason. Whether you believe it or not, I believe it. And if you can just kind of sit with that and realize sometimes, you know, bad things are going to happen, or disruptive things are going to happen, traumatizing things are going to happen, and there's always the other side of it. There's always a way to make it through, because you are strong enough. Whatever you are experiencing, it is not stronger than you are. You are strong enough to manage this. You are strong enough to hold it. And maybe you're strong enough to reach out and say, hey, I need some help, because that takes strength too. So hang in there. You know, I'm here for you, and a lot of people are. So if you're feeling that stress, reach out and look inward. Look inside. Look at what's going on inside here. Don't try to devalue what you're feeling. Don't say, well, you know, because my house didn't burn down, I don't have a right to be, you know, upset by this, or there are people more traumatized. Quit comparison shopping. You know, don't comparison shop for trauma or grieving or whatever. Your experience is your experience, and honor it, nurture it, and take care of yourself. Whatever it is you need in any given moment, you know, if you're starting to feel stressed, ask yourself, what do I need right now? And give yourself a very honest answer. And that's the way that we work through stuff. We're going to do this. We will make it. We will regroup, and we will find our balance and our grounding again. So, thank you for joining me. If you like this video, please press like. And if you feel that, you know, this has some value, it would be awesome if you would subscribe. If you haven't subscribed already, if you already have subscribed, thank you so much. But, you know, I really want to help grow the channel, and, you know, I appreciate everybody who is a part of this community, and we're looking for the community to grow. And if there is a particular question that you have regarding empathy or pretty much anything else, go ahead. You can leave it in the comments, both for Blog Talk Radio and for the YouTube channel. And as I said, you can follow the links in the description for other ways to contact me. And I am happy to address any question that you might have, and I will address it, you know, hopefully within the next, if not the next video, then the one following that. So again, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. from my heart to yours. Love you, and see you next time. Bye.